listener-supported, independent music radio, WNRN. We're broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, coming to you live from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond with a group of WNRN members. We are so thrilled to be joined by Rat Boys. Thank y'all for being here. Give them a hand. The new album is Sing Into an Empty Chair. We've enjoyed spinning it here on WNRN. We're going to talk more about the record, but first, we'd love it if y'all would kick it off with a song for us. Live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. Anywhere, a track we've enjoyed spinning here on the station, off their sixth studio album, Sing Into an Empty Chair. So for those of you who don't know, that song is written from the perspective of a dog, which yeah. I loved once I read that. I'm curious, what inspired that song or what prompted you to take that approach?
Yeah, well, so Dave's mom, I guess both of his parents, own a very cute little Pomeranian named Tofik, and Tofik is particularly obsessed with Dave's mom, and one time they came over to visit us at home, and Dave's mom went inside for some reason, you know, briefly, and Tofik was left outside with us, and he was just kind of losing his mind a little bit, and like his whole world was just collapsing in on itself in real time, and it struck me in that moment as just a very pure, real emotion I could relate to, and yeah, felt like a good place to start working on a song.
So in terms of songwriting, I'm going to rewind a little bit, and I read a fun fact that pertains specifically to us, that when you were 16 years old, you attended UVA as part of a creative writing workshop, and then that kind of is what spawned you to continue to write.
Yep, it's true. Yeah, the Young Writers Workshop happens every summer at UVA. I attended in 2009, and it was one of the best 10 days of my life. Met a lot of lifelong friends there, and yeah, that's where I kind of started seriously considering songwriting as something I cared about and not just like a fun thing to make my friends laugh at home. Yeah, it sparked me, and I'm still on the path today.
Do you often use prompts in your writing?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I think it's useful to have kind of a framework sometimes going into it. And at the same time, though, it's also nice to just approach it from a free-form space with, you know, no goals. So I like both ways.
So the new record, Sing Into an Empty Chair, was recorded in 3 or 4 different environments. I do want to talk about the cabin in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So you all recorded demos for the record there and then wound up going back there to record part of the album. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, so this cabin is up in Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, and when we originally sent the demos to Chris Walla, who produced the album with us, he thought they sounded really nice and asked, you know, questions about where we had recorded it and what kind of space it was, and it was his idea to go back there to start the recording session, and it's, you know, just a vacation rental, like there's no equipment or sound treatment or anything, so we just loaded our van up with all our stuff and went up there and kind of just dove right in, and the next song that we're going to play is one that, on the record, the recording is from that space, that cabin room. So we're really proud of it. It's a nice sounding room, and anyone could stay there. It's up in Wisconsin.
Well, I want to nerd out a little bit because I read that you recorded to analog, so there's tape, but you know then some of that was transcribed to digital too. So what about the recording to tape process calls to you all?
Yeah. I mean, the cabin was all digital. We didn't lug a tape machine up there. That would have been intense.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, the tape at Electrical Audio is like world class. They have incredible machines, and it's just sort of this technology that's kind of from a bygone era, but it really adds this layer of like saturation and beauty to a recording that we're really intrigued by and attracted to. And Chris is very experienced recording to tape, and so he was kind of our spirit guide through that world, and we're into it.
You know, and we're referring to producer Chris Walla, formerly of Death Cab for Cutie, and we also have to refer to Electrical Audio, the legendary studio of the late Steve Albini, and that's in Chicago, where you all are from, and that was your first time recording there, right?
Yep, total bucket list, right down the road from where we live, so it was super easy for us. We had a good commute.
Okay, love it. Well, we'd love to hear the next song. It is Rap Boys live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond.
Thank you. You all ready? All right.
Change my life. What's for breakfast? Jesus Christ, poking.
Kenny and the Lake, Rap Boys Live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond, off the new album Singin' to an Empty Chair. So you all recorded this record all in the same room. You all were playing live. What about that approach works for you all in the studio? Why do you want to do it in that way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We think of ourselves as like a live band. Yeah. And back in the day, we didn't really approach it that way. And we would play shows and people would come to the merch table and buy records and expect to hear on the actual disc what we sounded like in the room. And that wasn't really the case. So it's kind of been our quest for the last like 6 or 7 years to figure out how to capture the sound of us playing live together on an album. And so we're still on that path. And yeah, I mean, it's really fun. I think it's like, it's the chemistry between people playing music together is something that's, you know, worth capturing. So that's what we're trying to do.
Well, it sounds great in this room. Before we keep going, Julia, would you mind introducing everybody that's playing today?
Of course, yeah. So this is Marcus Nuccio on the drums and Coffee over there.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We got Dave Sagan playing guitar. We got our buddy Andy Piquet here playing pedal steel and guitar and cowbell. Triple multitasking. John Newman on the bass and vocals back here. My name's Julia Steiner playing guitar and singing.
Yeah.
Drinking vitamin drink.
It's Rap Boys on WNRN. We're talking about the new album, Singin' to an Empty Chair. So I also read that you all use some non-instrumental techniques to capture some really interesting sounds. So a wireless radio revolving on a turntable, creating a Doppler effect on the track What's Right. A microphone spinning around the room like a lasso to record the acoustic guitar on Burn It Down. So just talk about the kind of fun approach you all took and maybe highlight a few of the other things y'all did for us.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there was a lot of spinning. Wow. Yeah, Chris Wallet, he has lots of ideas, and I think we all just felt really free to, like, pitch anything, you know? And I mean, even like at the cabin, this was kind of nice and sentimental, but there's like a bell that hangs outside right on the deck. And so we got that bell on the record. If you listen closely, it's in there somewhere. I don't know. We were doing all kinds of stuff like cock-a-doodle-doos. Yeah, we were just not we were trying everything. And so, yeah, it was fun to see what stuck at the end of the day.
Now, we mentioned earlier you all are a Chicago band. I'm curious what that means to you.
Yeah, I mean, God. Well, I didn't grow up in Chicago, but it's very much my adopted home, and all these folks did, and I think we're just very proud to be from the Midwest and from a city that is so supportive of the arts and also just very down to business and no BS, no pretensions, and every time, yeah, we talk or think about Chicago when we're not home, we get a warm, happy feeling, and that's probably a good sign, you know. Leaving on tour, we're excited to get back home eventually. It's not you know, a place we dread going. So it's a nice thing.
Yeah, Chicago has that music scene. It kind of seeps its way into everything that you do. So
yeah.
Rap Boys Live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new album is Singin' to an Empty Chair. Could you take us out with one more?
Absolutely, yeah. This is the one you mentioned with the Doppler effect. It's called What's Right.
Thank you.
Live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond. The new album, Sing Into an Empty Chair, is out now. Thank y'all so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Thanks to the crew at In Your Ear Studios and Shaco Records, my WNRN colleagues, and to the WNRN members and underwriters in the audience whose support makes sessions like this possible. Today's session is supported by the Dave Bandus Memorial Fund. Dave was a friend of WNRN who lived for live music, and he believed in the power of experiencing it together. Because of this fund, WNRN in-studio sessions keep that spirit alive for those of us in the room, for everyone listening, and for Dave, too. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thank you for listening.